Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the show, where we discuss the most groundbreaking developments in science, technology, and space exploration. Today's story centers around NASA's OSIRIS-REx mission to the asteroid Bennu. And the spacecraft successfully returned to Earth with a cache of samples, but scientists have encountered an unexpected issue. There's too much of it. This surplus of asteroid material, while slowing down the analysis process, has potential for additional scientific breakthroughs. In 2020, OSIRIS-REx touched down on Bennu, a near-Earth asteroid. Using its specialized touch-and-go sample acquisition mechanism, or the TAG-SAM head, it collected rock and dust samples from the asteroid's surface. And when scientists at NASA's Johnson Space Center began to open the canister, they found not only the expected sample within the TAG-SAM, but also an unanticipated excess of material coating the lid and the base of the canister. Now, Christopher Sneed, Deputy OSIRIS-REx Curation Lead at NASA's Johnson Space Center, called this an ideal, quote, problem to have. The abundant material adds more facets for researchers to study and likely extends the scope and duration of the investigations. Now, the OSIRIS-REx mission has been a long time in the making. Launched 7 years ago, the spacecraft traveled approximately 200 million miles to reach Bennu, and upon arrival, it utilized the TAG-SAM to interact with the asteroid's surface and collect samples. Scientists had observed particles escaping the TAG-SAM head before it was sealed, hinting at an additional bounty of material. The spacecraft returned the samples to Earth, specifically to a location in the Utah desert, on September 24th. And from there, they were airlifted to a specialized clean room to minimize the risk of earthly contaminations. And the team is now working on transferring the TAG-SAM head to a separate glove box for disassembly and detailed inspection of the bulk sample within. And early analysis suggests that the samples include dark, fine-grained material. And the curation team is now in the midst of performing a quick-look analysis to understand the initial composition of the Bennu material. These preliminary findings are set to be revealed in a live broadcast. Now, the asteroid Bennu is a subject of interest due to its proximity to Earth, completing a close pass approximately every 6 years. And the scientific community theorizes that Bennu may have separated from a large and carbon-rich asteroid between 700 million to 2 billion years old that drifted near Earth. While the exact quantity of the material hasn't been nailed down yet, scientists are gearing up for a multifaceted analysis. The hope is to find unique isotopes, rare minerals, and other elements that could fill in some gaps about the solar system's early history, as well as the formation processes of asteroids themselves. NASA's Johnson Space Center in Houston is the primary location where the initial inspection and the study of the samples will take place. With its cutting-edge technology and controlled environments, the center is exceptionally equipped for handling such rare and valuable extraterrestrial materials. The facility has a storied history, too. It served as the analysis center for moon rocks back when the Apollo missions were happening, and has also been the primary facility for examining meteorites recovered from Earth. Ensuring the integrity of the asteroid sample is a top priority for the mission team. One key focus is on preventing the contamination from Earth-based materials. This is critical because any such contamination could interfere with the results of scientific tests and analysis. Special clean rooms and meticulous handling procedures are in place to maintain the samples in their most pristine state. Now, with a careful and controlled approach, NASA aims to maximize the scientific yield from these abundant samples. They're coordinating with international scientists who bring a range of expertise to the table, from geology to chemistry to astrophysics. This multidisciplinary collaboration aims to extract a wealth of knowledge from what has turned out to be an unexpectedly abundant harvest from Bennu. Now, while OSIRIS-REx is done collecting samples, it's not quite retiring yet. Renamed as OSIRIS-APEX, the spacecraft will now head to another asteroid called Apophis. Although it won't collect samples this time, it aims to dislodge dust and tiny rocks on Apophis' surface. Moreover, NASA has other missions like Psyche and Lucy slated for launch and flybys respectively, focusing on other intriguing asteroids. Psyche aims to explore a unique, metal-rich asteroid, while Lucy will have its first close flyby this November within the asteroid Dinkanish. And these missions represent an active period for asteroid science, paving the way for deeper understanding and for future missions. While some might consider the excess of material from this mission a problem, in the grand scheme of space exploration and scientific research, it's a problem most would envy. It extends our potential for understanding, providing more material than expected for studies that could answer fundamental questions about the solar system, Earth, and maybe even the origin of life. Now, thank you so much for tuning in to the show today. If you found this story intriguing, please don't forget to hit the subscribe or the follow button on your preferred podcast platform. I bring you these shows every single day, 10 minutes or less, and you get the latest in space news. So please take a second and hit that button. It's free, only takes a second. And until next time, keep looking up and please take care of yourselves and each other. I'll see you in the next one.